We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beautiful day ahead, highs of 72, and it would be nice if Easter would be like today. It's going to be a little bit warmer, but still nice, no rain, so get out and enjoy it. Dr. B joins us right now. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health, our friend. How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy, I'm great. How about you?
I'm okay. Going to get those puppies an Easter basket or not?
Yeah, probably. We're going to let them run around in this beautiful weather, too.
They'll enjoy that. You know what's very important is not always extremely pleasant to talk about, but it is important, and we're talking about National Colorectal Cancer. March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and it's a serious disease, but it does have a high cure rate when diagnosed in early stages. That's why it is so important that we take the time to talk about it this morning, and why Dr. B joins us from People's Health to talk about prevention and why it's so important to get screened. And Doc, I guess we'll start with, what is colorectal cancer?
Sure, yeah. So colorectal cancer is really just any type of cancer of the large intestine. And your large intestine is broken up into two different areas, the biggest being your actual colon, and then the second being your rectum, which is just the last few inches of the colon. And colon cancer really begins as a small kind of clump of cells, which is usually not cancerous at the start, that's found in your colon. Those are called polyps. A lot of people have probably heard that word. Some of those polyps over time can actually turn into colorectal cancer.
How common is colorectal cancer?
Well, unfortunately, it's very common and actually becoming more common as time goes by. It's right now, it's actually, excluding skin cancers, it's the third most common type of cancer that we diagnose here in the United States. And then, unfortunately, it's also the third leading cause of cancer-related deaths here as well. And Louisiana, in particular, has very high occurrences and death rates from colorectal cancer really across the entire country. So we've got a lot of work to do here.
What are the risk factors that are involved in colorectal cancer?
Well, you know, one of the biggest risk factors is age. You know, we most often see colorectal cancer in patients that are over 50, although that age is unfortunately trending down. We're seeing it more often in people under the age of 50. And then another big factor is family history. It definitely runs in families. So if you've got a family member, like a parent or a grandparent or a brother or sister that's had colorectal cancer, then you're definitely at an increased risk. And then the other kind of uncontrollable risk factors are things like a personal history of polyps. So if you've been screened and you've had polyps, you're more likely to go on to develop colorectal cancer. And then people with inflammatory bowel disease, that's things like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, tend to have a higher risk. And then the last one, especially in women that have had breast, ovarian, or uterine cancers, they can also have a higher risk for developing colon cancer.
You mentioned those uncontrollable risk factors. Does that mean what it sounds like?
Yeah. So, you know, if a risk factor is uncontrollable, you can't change it at all. There's nothing you can do. You can't change your age or your family medical history.
What are some risk factors you can change?
So fortunately, there are a lot of controllable risk factors, and one of the biggest is actually your diet. So having an unhealthy diet is going to increase your risk for colon cancer dramatically. And in addition to that, physical inactivity, we see an increased risk with people that are less active. And then, you know, two of the big ones we see across this type of disease, but also a lot of others, is drinking a lot of alcohol and smoking cigarettes. Those actually increase your risk dramatically.
Might explain why Louisiana has some of the highest occurrences and death rates. Early detection, vital. What are some of the symptoms of colorectal cancer, Doc?
Yeah, so if you have any of these or you've got a family member that does, sometimes they can be a little vague, but in particular, blood in the stool is usually not normal. So if you do notice any blood in your stool, you want to get that checked out right away by your doctor. And then some people will actually develop loose stools or diarrhea. Some will actually have constipation, so it can go either way. Some people will develop gas pains or crampy abdominal pains, or maybe even feel like their bowel is not emptying completely when they go to the bathroom. And then some of the really kind of more common things we see are just unexplained fatigue or weight loss, maybe a little bit of nausea as well. But the important thing to remember is that colorectal cancer rarely causes any symptoms at all in early stages, like a lot of other diseases. So that means it's possible to have the condition and really not know it at all through your symptoms, and it's why it's so important to get screened for colon cancer.
So early detection, very important, but yet it rarely causes symptoms in the early stages, and screening is important. So what is that? What is colorectal cancer screening?
Yeah, so screening tests, really what they do is they look for cancer or precancerous lesions when there's no symptoms present at all. And it really helps us to catch that condition, like you said, in the early stages when it's a lot easier to treat and the outcomes are a lot better for people as well. In fact, about 6 in 10 colorectal cancer deaths could actually be prevented if everyone ages 45 and older were routinely screened for colon cancer.
45 and older?
Yeah, 45 and older.
Wow.
Yeah, I mentioned that we've actually lowered the age that we're looking because we're starting to see the disease earlier in life.
What are some of the screening options for colorectal cancer?
So the one most people think about and probably the one most people are scared of is actually colonoscopy. And it is very effective. It allows the doctor to not only see directly inside your colon, and they use a little small flexible tube, and it's a very small tube. If they do see any abnormalities, what's great about colonoscopy is they can actually remove those abnormalities or polyps that they might see. So it can be both diagnostic and treatment if you get the colonoscopy. There definitely are other easier types of screening options. So you want to talk to your doctor to figure out what's right for you. But if those screening options come up positive, a lot of times you're going to have to get a colonoscopy anyway.
What doctor are we seeing for this?
So usually you're going to go to a gastroenterologist for the colonoscopy. Your primary care physician, though, can talk to you about some of those other screening options, some that can actually be done in your home.
When it comes to colonoscopy, is that the kind of thing that people are at risk should have every year?
Well, if you're at risk, not necessarily every year. You want to talk to your doctor to kind of assess what that risk is. What we are telling people now, and like you pointed out, screening should begin at age 45, and that change was really made during the pandemic, so we think a lot of people didn't get that message. But it's because we are seeing the age of diagnosis trend down. If you've got that higher than average risk level, maybe a family member that's had colon cancer or you've had a previous polyp, you're probably going to have to be screened more frequently. But again, talk to your doctor about what that schedule is going to look like.
Generally speaking, if somebody is 50 or 60 and has never had a colonoscopy, should they?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you've made it to 60 and you haven't had any sort of screening for colorectal cancer, you definitely want to talk to your doctor right away. It's a relatively simple test. I know people get concerned about the prep for it, but it's really not that bad, and it could save your life.
I think the hyperbole is a lot worse than the actual procedure itself. I think people get all worked up, and then after it's over, they say, well, it wasn't that bad really at all.
Yeah, typically you don't even remember that it happened, so you're not going to worry about it after it's done.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about, besides getting screened, how can you prevent colorectal cancer? It's a big deal. March is colorectal cancer screening month, and the third most common cancer diagnosed in the United States, excluding certain skin cancers, third leading cause of cancer-related deaths in Louisiana has some of the highest occurrences and death rates from colorectal cancer in the country. More when we return, 8:20, time for traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. It's a serious disease, but it does have a high cure rate when diagnosed in early stages. Unfortunately, it's hard to detect in early stages. That's why getting screened is important. We've already covered that. Getting screened, how can we prevent colorectal cancer? Other ways.
Yeah, so, you know, just like a lot of common chronic diseases and other types of cancers, it's really important to think about living healthy, you know, and that starts with eating a really nutritious diet. And, you know, if you think about it, putting all that bad food in your body, it's all got to go through your colon anyway. And so you want to be putting good, nutritious whole grains into your body, fruits and vegetables, low-fat dairy products, and really lean proteins like beans and eggs and fish. You really, really need to limit your red meats and your processed meats. So things like hot dogs, luncheon meats, those are actually going to increase your risk for colorectal cancer.
Yeah, Doc, I got a text asking about grilled meats. And here we are, you know, at the Easter weekend, a lot of people doing some grilling. Is there any correlation with the char on meats or charring of red meats, or is it just the red meat itself?
It's more so the red meat itself, but you do have to be careful if you're using charcoal. You know, charcoal itself can be an irritant to the colon, and so that if you overindulge, that can actually lead to a higher risk as well.
Okay, what about exercise?
Yeah, exercise is critical. And again, this kind of goes across all types of diseases, but you always want to try to exercise for about 30 minutes a day, most days of the week. You know, it doesn't have to be super vigorous, but getting out and exercising is really going to lower your risk for any type of cancer.
Any final recommendations?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing is to talk to your doctor to figure out when you should be screened and how often you should be screened. You know, they're also going to talk to you about all the other things that are important, your cholesterol level and your blood pressure, and any chronic diseases like diabetes. And then, you know, just to emphasize what I said about smoking before, smoking really increases your risk of colorectal cancer, but also multiple other types of cancer, in particular lungs. So if you're smoking, you've got to talk to your doctor about quitting right away.
It seems like no matter what we talk about, if you were to draw a Venn diagram, smoking's going to be included in every one of them.
Absolutely. Everyone, yeah, which is why it is time. People need to go ahead and do it now.
Doc, we had a couple of minutes left. Tell me a little bit about People's Health, if you can.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, People's Health is a Medicare Advantage plan. We've been here for nearly 30 years throughout Louisiana, and we're statewide. You know, really offer a lot of great insurance plans that can help people get the coordinated and quality care that they need. And we've got a Medicare center that we opened a couple of years ago in Metairie. Everyone is welcome to come by and actually talk with us, learn from us. We've got a lot of really great educational resources on this and a lot of chronic disease topics. So we encourage you to come in or give us a call.
Your website is peopleshealth.com. You can call them at 800-978-9765. Tell me about the 5-star rating, if you would. I know I got to drag this out of you, but y'all should be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, extremely proud. Yeah, actually this year, for the third year in a row, we actually are a 5-star Medicare plan in most of our plans across the state. And it's a very tough designation that CMS gives to us that really highlights the quality that all of the members that participate in our plan receive from all of the great physicians that we've got in Louisiana.
And Dr. B won't say it, but I will. The only one in the state, one of only 32 in the country, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we're very proud of that.
Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time. I really do. Have a great Easter weekend.
Thanks, Tommy. You too.
And if y'all want to go back and re-listen to this about colorectal cancer, all you got to do is download the Odyssey app. You can use the rewind feature or go to WWL.com, click on Tommy Tucker. You'll hear the audio there, and you can go through it at your leisure. PeoplesHealth.com give you more information, or you can call 1-800-978-9765. Water bills, Jefferson Parish, and more. We'll talk about it with President Cynthia Lee Sheng when we return. Right now, it's time for WWL First News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.